Okay, a little further on in the Haggadah, we say, "Vanitzak el Hashem l'kev." We screamed out to Hashem. Kama Shnemak it says, "Vayhi vayomim harabah mehem." And the pasuk ends off, "Atal shavosom elokim in ha'avodim." And the Chiddush Yerim explains, what does the pasuk mean, "Vayhi vayomim harabah mehem"? Doesn't say after many days, in the many days. What does it mean, biyomim, in the many days, biyomim harabim v'heim? And he says over that when a person is mispalo, a person davens, even though a person doesn't always see an answer to his tefilos, a person should know that his screaming, his tefilos, they're not gol v'atala, they're not wasted. But the tefilos sometimes are prevented from rising up and are blocked because of the avarice a person did, or because of other circumstances, and later on when there's an Eser Ratzon, the Mechitza could be broken, and when the Mechitza is broken, the Tefillos that are waiting suddenly grow right through, and they could play a lois, and they could accomplish. He says, Pshat is Vahi Bayomim HaRabim Mohaim. All during that time, those many days in Mitzrayim, the Yidden, all the Tefillos, all the crying out, didn't help. They weren't answered. But what happened at the end, when Melech Mitzrayim died, and there was time, suddenly all the tefillos of Yom Ram of those many days, all the tefillos that they had davened, that they were mispalel, suddenly were able to rise up, and not only was it the tefillos of that second, but it was the tefillos of all the years beforehand. And the tefillos were able to pioise and accomplish. And the Baal Shem Tov brings down the Gemara in Brachas Daf Daled, the Gemara tells us that tefillah is Egel Dvarim Sha'im Din Beruma Shalayim. Tefillah stands on top of the world. In other words, tefillah is very important. And Ubani Adam is Zazel, remember, people are Mazazel, people treat tefillah very lightly, even though it's very, very Choshev. Says Baal Shem Tov Kodesh, beautiful Pshat in that Gemara. He says, every tefillah has its time. But sometimes a person's Averis cause and prevent the tefillah from rising up, and a mechitza blocks the tefillah from rising up. But when there's an Eis Ratzon, suddenly a crack through the mechitzas are cracked, break, and the tefillahs that are waiting rise up. But people make a big mistake. When people see or they feel that tefillahs are not answered, they give up. People feel yish, demiyayish, they give up, nothing's going to help. And the mezalzel b'tefillah, when they see that tefillahs are not answered. Since that's what the Gemara means to say. Eilu dvar ma'im dem beruma shu'alem. Tefillahs stand on top of the world. When a person davens a tefillah, it goes up. Sometimes, because of a veiris or a kitrug, it's blocked. But it's waiting. There's a mechitza blocking it. And people on mezalz will say, my tefillah didn't help. The miyayish, they give up. But a person should know it's waiting beruma shalaylam. And when there's an eis ratzon, suddenly the mechitza that's blocking the tefillahs is moved. The mechitza cracks. And the tefillahs could rise, and the tefillahs could go up. But people on mezalz, they don't understand, and they don't realize that even though the tefillah is not answered right now, that the tefillah could be answered later on. The Shulchan Kodesh writes, "Vayomos Melech Yisrael, vayyonchu bnei Yisrael min ha'avoda." Sorry, Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim. Melech Mitzrayim died. Vayyonchu bnei Yisrael min ha'avoda, and bnei Yisrael sighed from the avoda. And the Shulchan Kodesh writes that when Paroi, even though the Merish says Paroi didn't die, meant he had tzaras. But we can take the pasuk literally that by Yomos Paroi died. It says when Paroi died, all Mitzrayim was thrown into Avelus. The whole country was thrown into mourning. The king died, the ruler died, the country was in mourning. And all the Mitzrayim were crying, screaming out in Avelus. And Bnei Yisrael also screamed out. But now they had a chance to scream out to Hashem. Everyone was screaming and crying. They had a chance to scream and to cry out. But the Mitzrayim were crying out because the Paroi died. And Bnei Yisrael were crying and davening to Hashem to save them from the Shibud. On the outside, it looked like the Bnei Yisrael were screaming just like the Mitzrayim were. And that's why the Mitzrayim let them scream, because the Mitzrayim thought, they're screaming like us, they're in mourning like us. But what does the pasuk end off? Vayed Elohim, Atal Shavosom Elohim. The screams went up to Hashem in Havaida, Vayed Elohim, and Hashem knew. Hashem realized that the screaming and their crying were not because of Avelos, but because of their own tzaras. Hashem, who's Yedeya, who's Baichin, Chloyus Vilev, who was able to examine and understand what's in a person's heart, Hashem knew that Bnei Yisrael's cries were for Yeshua. And Vatal, at that time, the Yeshuas went to Hashem, the Tefillos went to Hashem, and Vayeda, Vayeda Elokim. When we finish Magid, we say, L'fichach, anachnu chayovim, l'hoidois, l'hale, l'shabeach, and we mention, Hoitzionu, Hashem took us out, mi'atos, l'cheirus, mi'ok, and l'simcha, me'eva l'yomtiv, me'afegol, l'argodol, m'shibud gula. What exactly are we referring to? What's the Abdus L'Cheirus? What's the Yogin L'Simcha? Eivir L'Yomtiv? And the Gro says very nicely that L'Fichach Anachnu L'Hoidos is not only referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's referring to events that happened from Yitzias Mitzrayim and onward in our history. And we thank Hashem, and we have to thank Hashem, because Hashem took us out, Abdus L'Cheirus. That refers to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out from the Abdus of Mitzrayim. The Chayr is the freedom. Miyogoyin L'Simcha, says the Gra, refers to Kriyas Yamsuf. Came to the Yamsuf, the Yidden were desperate. The Midbar was the Mitzrayim behind them, the Midbar on the side, the Yam in front of them, there was nowhere to go. Yogoyin, they were sad, they were desperate, there was no way. So Simcha, what happened? Yamsuf split. Oz Yoshe, they sang Shira, it turned into a Simcha. Miyogoyin L'Simcha. So the Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, is Miyogoyin L'Simcha. Umeivel Yamtoiv refers to the Chayta Egel. The Chayta Egel, we sinned by the Egel. By Yisablu Ha'om, the Pasuk says, of Avelos, the people suffered, they were punished because of the Egel. It turned into a Yomtiv. How did the Egel turn into a Yomtiv? When Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael, Yom Kippur. Moshe came down on Yud Tishrei with the new Luchos. Yomtiv, Yom Kippur. Umeivel, from the Chayta Egel, the Yomtiv. Resulted in the Yom Tov of Slicha, Mechil Kapara, Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. Umeafego l'argadol refers to, Afego refers to the dark places, the Midbar. Argadol refers to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem took us out from the dark Midbar and brought us into the Argadol, the great light, the great Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Umeshibud u'gula. Meshibud refers to the days of the Shaiftim. When the Shaiftim were in charge of Eretz Yisrael, we were still under the rules of many of the Goyim. We're still subject to taxes and servitude to the Goyim. That's called Meshibud. But Geula is when David HaMelech, Hashem HaMelech came, and now Klal Yisrael was on top, and they built the base of Mikdash. That's Meshibud LeGeula, from the Shibud that we had earlier to the Geula in the times of David and Shlomo. The nine Melefan of Shir Chadosh, Haluka. We thank Hashem for all of these Yitzias that we had from Mitzrayim and on. V'noy melefon of shira chadosha halukah. We say before Hashem a shira chadosha. Okay, a little bit maybe off the topics, but it was a nice story. Somebody once asked a maskil, when a maskilim came, and he asked, why can't we change the trop when we lane? The way about Kaira reads this Sefer Torah. Trop is old niggid, an old sing song. There's so much more modern, up to date music composers. Why can't we change and read the Torah in a new tune, a new song, and let's update the way we read the Torah. Let's say the Shira in a new niggin. The way they say over the story, the Rav had a friend who was a maskil. They grew up together, and this friend became one of the maskilim. And even though he was one of the maskilim, every week he would visit the Rav, and they would sit in shmuz for old time's sake, for a short while, and they kept up their kesher over the years. And one time this maskil came, and he was talking to the Rav, and they had one of the heated discussions, and at the end he asked them this question, why can't we change the trop? There's so much more modern music, modern composers, why the old sing-song and the old trop and the old niggin that we have? And the Rav said to him, you know, it's a good question, let me think about it. Maybe next week when you come back, I'll have an answer for you. They kept on talking. Before the maskil is about to leave, the Rav says to him, do me a favor. I never asked you before, but can you lend me 50 rubles? I'm a little short this week. Can you lend me 50 rubles till next week? Maskil says, sure. They knew each other all the years. No problem. I'll give you 50 rubles without a problem. And he lends him 50 rubles. Okay, no Edim, no Shtar. He lends him the 50 rubles. And the maskil goes home. The next week, the maskil comes back. And the Rav and the Maskil start talking, and the Shmuel's going to let everything and anything, and the Maskil is getting very edgy, because the Rav doesn't mention anything about the 50 rubles. Doesn't mention that he owes him any money, no mention of paying him back. Finally, the conversation comes to an end, and the Rav stands up to leave. The Maskil finally says to him, Rabbi, you borrowed 50 rubles from me last week. And you said you'd pay me back. You know, do you have the 50 rubles to pay me back? And the Rav says to him, I borrowed 50 rubles from you last week. The Maskil says, yeah, you did. And the Rav says it again. I borrowed from you 50 rubles last week. And the Maskil says, yeah, we were sitting here by this table, and I borrowed 50 rubles. You gave me 50 rubles. I gave you 50 rubles. It says to the rabbi, don't you remember? Right here by this table. And the Rav says it again. I gave you 50 rubles last week. You gave me 50 rubles last week. And the Maskil says, Rabbi, you never were a thief before, never were a liar. I thought I could trust you. What happened? Suddenly you're a liar. And the rabbi smiles and says to him, I'm not a liar, I'm not a thief. It all depends how you say it. I said, you gave me 50 rubles last week. You could say, you gave me 50 rubles last week. Or you could say, you gave me 50 rubles last week. It all depends on the tone of voice. It all depends on how you say it. The Torah has the trop. The trop, the way we read it, helps us understand the psukim and the meaning of the words, the context of the psukim. If you start changing the trop, changing around how you say the words, it changes the entire concept, the entire meaning of the pasuk. Of course, there are deeper meanings in the trop also, but the trop is necessary to understand. If you start composing different music, different trop, it's going to destroy the entire meaning. Without the proper notes, then the Torah itself has no meaning. You know? I don't remember. Sorry.
Isn't
Shira Hadasha? Yeah, Shira Hadasha. I don't. Sorry. I'm
Michael. Yeah, but Shira Hadasha, although the goddess has the Neymar.
Right.
And Shira Hadasha says
Venemar. Okay. Okay. This I know he said over from Ferris Shreimer. I think this last sentence is the same idea. Is that by the Seder, we split the Halal. We say part of Halal before the Suda, and the second part of Halal after the Suda. Pashut, the first two Parachim discuss about leaving Mitzrayim. So we discuss about Mitzrayim before the Suda, and after the Suda is already the Gula Hasida, like Ono, Ma'oshiv, and so on, is already for the Gula Hasida, that we say after the Suda. The Ferash Shlaima, I believe Sassanis says the same idea, is that, when does it come to eat in the middle of Halal? Try it one day in shul. Say the first two prokim, and then we'll go out, we'll have breakfast, and come back and finish davening. It's not going to go over too well. Where does the idea come to eat in the middle of halal? And says in Tzara Shulema, because Pesach night, the eating itself is part of the halal. The suda itself is part of the halal of a haidah. A person sits and he eats at a table, kedusha, mekayim mitzvahs, matzah, mora, koirich, shchorich, tzofun, borech. The whole Suda itself is part of the Halal. It's one continuous Halal. From the time we start until we finish, including the Suda in the middle, the Suda itself is also a Halal of a Haidah, Shvach HaShem. And the Suda itself becomes part of the Halal. So Be'emes, there's no Hefzik in the middle. But a person eats with the Kedusha, especially the night of Pesach, the Suda itself is a continuation of the Halal. Like it's brought down, Shulchan Eirich. Shulchan Eirich. A person's shulchan is daimel mizbeach. A table similar to mizbeach. That's only when the table is arranged properly. If you have the letters of shulchan spelled properly. If one acts by the table properly, it's kedusha by the table, then it's a shulchan ayrech. But if one speaks lashon hara by the table, and things that should not be said by the table, and so on, then it loses the shame shulchan, and the letters are switched around, becomes l'nachosh. Becomes nachosh, which is a simon for the yetzer hara, and taivis, and so on. So we hope by the Seder it should be a Shulchan Aruch, it should be a set table. The letters of Shulchan should be spelled in a proper order and not Chas V'Shalom turned around to be Lenachosh representing the Yetzer Hara. The table itself, a person has to approach with the proper Kedusha, especially the night of the Seder. Baruch atah Hashem Olkeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Galanu the Galas of Aseinu B'Mitzrayim. And we continue the bracha at the end of Magid. Kain Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu Yagienu l'mi'odim u'l'rgolam Hashem should bring us to other Yomim Tovim Habayim ukraseinu ushalom semeichim bevinyan irecha v'sosim v'sosim avoyda secham. We refer to the Gula Hasida. We mispalel that we should be zeicha to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash to bring karbonos and have the Gula Hasida. V'noichu sham min hazvachim min hapsachim leifim the karbonos we'll be zeicha to the Bayis Hashalishi. We know the pasuk of Micha. Everyone is aware of the pasuk ki made seischa may eret mitzrayim may eret nifloys. Just like the days that took him mitzrayim, so too by the Gula Hasida, Hashem says, "I will show you miracles. I will show you nifloys." To us, which is greater? The Gula Hasida or Mitzrayim? Mashiach will come, we'll see Nisim in front of our eyes, the world will change, we'll see Nisim, we'll see everything's going to happen. When the Gula comes, it'll be great Nisim. What does the Pasuk mean that it'll be like the days you left Mitzrayim? So from the Kedushas Halevi, the Baditshavah, he says over a nice marshal to explain what the Pasuk means, Ki Meit Seischa, Me'eret Mitzrayim, Me'eret Nefloys. Imagine it was once an Ani, a very poor person. No food, no place to sleep, and nothing at all. And suddenly one day, he buys a lottery ticket and he wins 1,000 rubles. Overnight, suddenly he has money to buy food, money to buy clothing, money to be able to have a place to stay. His life changes. That Ani is in seventh heaven. He can't stop speaking about it, dancing, the change that took place in his life because he won 1,000 rubles. 5 years forward go by, he buys a lottery ticket, and this time he wins 10,000 rubles. He wins 10,000 rubles. He's happy. But the simcha that he has from winning the 10,000 rubles is nowhere near the simcha that he had originally from winning the 1,000. Aye, it's 10 times as much. The 1,000 was a life-changing event that changed his whole life from being an oni. 10,000, nope, he had, and now he has more. But it's not such a game changer, a life changer, like the first thousand is. But if he would win 100,000 rubles, 1,000,000 rubles, oh, that would be a life changing event. He's now upgraded another level, then his simcha will be as great as it was when he won the original 1,000 rubles. Says the Grishas Levi, when our Gula comes, in order for us to appreciate it, like the days of Mitzrayim, it has to be tremendous, tremendous nisim. If our Gula would be equal to Mitzrayim, we wouldn't appreciate it so much. Because Mitzrayim was a game changer. We became Da'am HaNifcha, we became Da'am HaShem, Vayitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, Eschem Lilo'om. We became a nation of HaShem, Da'am Lusheres Kula, went after Kabbalah HaTayra, Mi'adus L'Cheirus. It was a complete life-changing event. The Pasuk is teaching us that when the Gula HaSida comes, it will be Kimei, will feel as great as when we left Mitzrayim. Meaning to say that it will be such a life-changing event, such a game changer for us, that the Nisim that will come will also do Avoy will be even greater than Mitzrayim. But in order for us to appreciate it, Kimei, the Simcha, will be as great as it was when we left Mitzrayim. The Nisim that come by the Gula Asidah have to be greater and greater. So the Pasuk is really being miraculous to us that the also the Nisim will be, the Nisim that we'll have will be even greater.
Is the Shali saying in Kenya Giendel Yom Taibam? Is that, that's connected to that?
And so on. Kedushas Levi, but the Baditshavah says this. It comes to Maitzi Matzah and Mora. I said, well, everybody has the kasha. Why is Matzah before Mora? If you go chronologically, Mora should be before Matzah. Mora was first. Mora was Chayayim, and Matzah was when they left. The dough didn't have enough time to rise. So chronologically, Mora is first, and Matzah is last. Why is the Matzah before the Mora? Maitzi Matzah, and then Mora. So, give two different approaches. The Bali Musa will answer along one angle. That the tev of a person is, a person's nature, human nature is, when a person has a tzara, a person is mispal, a person davens, a person does tshuva, a person is makabon himself to do good things, vayida yakov neder, the Gemara learns, when a person is based tzara, a person make a neder to give tzedakah, to do mitzvahs, a person becomes a tzaddik. What happens once the Gula comes? For a while he remembers his Kabbalah, a while he remembers the tshuva that he did, but once the Gula comes and he has Yeshua ready, he slacks off, And he totally, after a while, he forgets about the tzara that he had, he forgets about his kavalas that he made, he forgets about the tshuva that he did, because now he has a Yeshua. Now he has a Yeshua. So the Haggadah is teaching us, might see matzah mora. That even after the matzah comes, even after the gula, a person still has to remember the mora. He still has to remember the bitter times. And he has to look back and remember how he davened then, how he behaved then, how he did tshuva then. And he shouldn't forget it now that he has the matzah, now that he has the gula afterwards. If a person doesn't remember on his own, then Chas Hashem Hashem has to send a reminder to remind him to return, to do better than he's doing, to do tshuva. So first is the matzah to tell us, even b'shas the gula, mora, a person has to always look back and remember the golus, and remember the tzaras that he had, and how he was then. A person who forgets the tzaras, and he forgets to thank Hashem for taking him out, and forgets the kabbalas that he made, then chas v'shalom, the tzaras come back. So it's matzah, mora, for even during the gula, after the gula, a person still has to remember the tzaras that he had. The Poshet Teretz, the Vilsa's of the Teretz, is that the Mara was part of the Gula. Because of Ayimara was Chayayim, because Mitzvah made our lives bitter in Mitzrayim, and the Koshi Hashibu was so strong, so we were able to leave Mitzrayim earlier before the full 400 years, because the Shibu was so harsh. Sort of Ayimara, the Mara itself, was also part of the Gula. So it might seem matzah mara, because mara is also part of the gula, not just the shiva. But the fact that the avodah was so harsh in Mitzrayim, that was part of the gula itself. Like the Gra's famous vart, vayimaru es chayayim, the trap of vayimaru es chayayim is a kadma va'azla. Why would the yidin kadma va'azla, why did they go out early? Why would they kadma va'azla, why did they go forth kadma earlier than this man? Because of vayimaru es chayayim. Because the mitzvah made their life so bitter, so they worked hard and they made up for the full shibud in a lesser amount, in a small amount of years. Hallel, it comes to Hallel. Hallel is Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol umim, ki gavel leinu chastai. Also, probably, I think we said this over a few times. What the Bnei Yisoscha asks, others ask, what's the pshat? Hallel is Hashem kol goyim. The goyim praise Hashem, ki gavel leinu chastai. Because Hashem's chesed was strong, was good to us. Why should the goyim praise Hashem? Because Hashem did chesed to us. Hashem did chesed to the goyim, okay? Well, we should praise Hashem. Hashem did us chesed. But the pasuk doesn't seem to match. Pray, Hashem should praise all the goyim. Ki gav aleinu, because Hashem's chesed was strong over us. And the Bnei Yisoscha compares it to a blind man. A blind man is walking in the path. As long as there are no obstacles in the path, he has no trouble reaching his destination. Along comes a rasha and decides to put an obstacle in front of the blind man. And he puts an obstacle in the path so the blind man should trip. And he has it all set up and is waiting to see the blind man fall. And at the last minute, suddenly the blind man, for no obvious reason, just turns to the side and walks around the obstacle and arrives at his destination safely. The blind man himself didn't even know that there was an obstacle in his path. He didn't even know how close he came to falling into a trap. He had no idea. But the Rasha, the man who set it up, he knew. And he saw the miracle that happened, the blind man was saved. Says Bnei Yisoscha, that's the pshat. How was Hashem called Goyim? The Goyim, they have the machshavas, and they plan how to cause Soros, how to destroy Bnei Yisrael. Sometimes, unfortunately, the plans come out and we suffer from it. But many times the plans don't come out, the plans don't even reach us at all, but Hashem is able to cancel the plans earlier. And we don't even know about the nes that happened. How was Hashem called Goyim? The Goyim praise Hashem, ki gavar aleinu chastai. Because the Goyim saw how great is Hashem's chesed over us, because they know the plans that they made, and all the evil thoughts that they had, and Hashem came and saved us. We don't even know about it, but the Goyim who know what they plan to do, they praise Hashem, ki gavar aleinu chastai. And with that, the Brisker Rav says, that's pshat in the Pasuk in Yisrael. The Pasuk in Yisrael says, ati yadati, ki gadol Hashem mikolokim, ki vadova shezodu aleihem. Yisrael says, now I know that Hashem is great. Ki vadova shezodu aleihem. The word zodu, targum taish is zomamu, that they planned to do, they thought to do. By looking what the Goyim thought to do, you could see how great Hashem is. Says the Brisker Rav, Yisroi was one of Paroi's three advisors, Bilam, Iyov, and Yisroi. Yisrael knew all that went on in the king's palace and all the plans that Mitzrayim had against Bnei Yisrael. Besides what they did, there was behind the scenes negotiations also. And Yisrael was party to all these negotiations. He knew all the plans that Mitzrayim had behind the scenes. And yet he saw how Hashem saved Bnei Yisrael. Yisrael was able to say, Ati Adati, now I know that Hashem is great. Because of all the plans, all the machshavas, all the thoughts that Mitzrayim had, I saw how Hashem canceled all the plans, overturned all the plans that they had against Bnei Yisrael. So Yisrael was able to say, Ati Adati, Ki Gadol Hashem, Mikol, Mikol. It's going back, V'hishi Yomdo, Rav Yisrael V'lonu, in each and every generation. I know we said this over. What's the double lashon dar v'dar? In each and every generation. In every generation, the Goyim plan to destroy us. What does it mean in each generation and generation? Dar v'dar. So Reb Chaim Berlin says over a very nice pshat. And that is that there are different dairies, there are different generations. And the Goyim plan to destroy us in different ways. The way the Goyim plan to destroy us in one generation is not the way they plan to destroy us so harmless in another generation. Each door has its own destruction, the Goyim for that generation. And there are two basic mahalachim. One mahalach is destroy Bnei Yisrael, come out fighting against Bnei Yisrael, cause them sorrows. And the other machshava is be friends. Make them our friends, make them our brothers, and make them be like us. And by having the Yidden mixed together with us, we'll destroy the Kedusha of Bnei Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says, Hatzileni no miad ochi miad Esav. Yaakov is Mesfarel, save me from my brother Esav. I think it's the Beis HaLevi says, miad ochi miad Esav. Whether he comes as a brother, he comes as a friend, or he comes as an enemy fighting, save me. It's not good to be friendly with the Goyim. It's not good to have the Goyim as an enemy. Hatzileni no, save me, miad ochi, from my brother, miad Esav, from Esav. Shebechol dovrdo, in every generation, whether the Goyim come as friends, whether the Goyim come as enemies, it's all, oim demolel chaleseno. The point is to destroy us. Sometimes they come as friends, be like us, and sometimes they come as enemies, outright planning to destroy us. Whichever door we're in, whichever generation we're in, the Agmar Chan Seinu, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom. And Hashem saved us from the hands from either generation, B'chol Davodah. We'll just end off. At the end of the Seder, we say, Echol Miyodeya, Shnai Miyodeya, Shloisha Miyodeya. Okay. What's the connection to the Seder? What's the connection to the Agadah? Echol Miyodeya. So, this thing we said over also. The bells are red. Misachar Dov Mibel says over beautiful. He says, just like an usher, a rich man has his treasures locked away in his treasure house. And he doesn't go around advertising to the whole world what his treasure house is on. He's afraid of Ganovim. He's afraid to advertise what his treasure house is on. But when he parties a little bit, and he gets a little drunk, and he gets a little tipsy, then he sort of nichnasei yotzei soid. Wine goes in, and the siders come out, and then he tells out all the treasures that he has, and all the great belonging, and all the great property that he has. So too, we just went through a seder. We drank four kaisers of yayin. After drinking four kaisers of yayin, we get a little bit high, and we want to say out all the treasures that we have. So Klai Yisrael screams out, Echom Yedeya, you want to know what our secrets are? One, Hashem, two, the Luchai, three, the Ovis, four, the Emois. We go and we say out all the treasures, we count all the treasures that Klai Yisrael has. Echom Yedeya, Shnai Yedeya, Shalosha Yedeya. Okay, so, Bokshem, I think okay. Besides preparing for the Seder, a little bit of Gashmias and cleaning and scrubbing and washing and shopping and running around, which everybody knows all about, maybe a little bit prepare a little bit more, a little bit for the Seder also, and, Shtaka Zeichet, the Yontiv, and Mitzvah Shem, Shun Mitzvah Shem, Rabbi Shlishi, and Mashiach Zeichet, 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 and Mashiach